vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to, but they happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Garth Nicholson, who for many years was in charge of a department there in the university in Texas, but because of pressure put on to bear, because he was trying to bring out the truth about some of the things that were happening medically, why he moved to California, and he's been here. He has an institute here in the state of California where he investigates various medical problems. And of course, he's been working for many years on the problem of chronic fatigue and certainly the diseases associated with that condition. Garth, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your program again, Stan.
Well, no, you just got back from a big meeting, so why don't you bring us up to date with the latest thoughts on what is the basis of chronic fatigue, and what can people, and we're talking about several million people in America, what can people with this affliction do about it?
Well, as you know, I was just came back where I gave a paper at the International Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Conference in San Francisco, and of course, the big topics there have been immunology and the fact that chronic fatigue syndrome is a neuroimmune inflammatory process. And so I think it's beginning to come together that all these elements, genetic, immunology, the brain, the hormone system, and so on, are all impacting in very important ways in producing chronic fatigue syndrome. But one of the things that was also brought out at the meeting is that certain stressors are important. Besides an individual's background genetics, their hormonal system, and so on and so forth, there has to be some kind of stress. And a majority of people with chronic fatigue syndrome had a stress because of an acute or chronic infection. And that's one of the things that we have been working on for many years, the types of infections that are involved in the stressors of producing chronic fatigue syndrome. And so a little bit of that was talked about as well, and we presented our work on restoring mitochondrial function because people with chronic fatigue syndrome don't have energy for a reason. And that reason is that the little batteries inside their cells, the mitochondria, are not functioning properly and are not producing the amount of energy needed. And some cells in our body, for example, like our brain cells and nerve cells, require a lot of energy. And so if our mitochondria are not functioning properly, then they're not getting the energy they need, and they don't function properly. And this could be one of the things behind the problems with the neuroendocrine system, is the fact that the energy systems are not producing the energy required. There are some other factors as well, but we're concentrating on that as a very important factor. And it's not only important in these complex syndromes like chronic fatigue syndrome, but in anybody that gets fatigued. Chronic fatigue is the number one complaint of all patients seeking medical care in North America. So this is a problem which transcends the fact that there's a disease out there called chronic fatigue syndrome. It really impacts on everybody with a chronic condition, a chronic disease, because these people complain of fatigue. And when they're complaining of fatigue, what that means is that we're not talking about depression, we're talking about mitochondrial function.
All right, fine. And of course, the mitochondria are these little tiny elements. They call them mitochondrial batteries. They're batteries in the cells, and they energize the cells. And if they're not functioning, why then, of course, you will be fatigued. And most of the people with chronic fatigue have some sort of a chronic condition, usually a chronic infection, that is suddenly suppressing mitochondrial function. And of course, Dr. Nicholson's been working on this for a long, long time. We have it. got several. We have a 4-CD set on chronic fatigue. Information is vitally important for the people who have the affliction. But, of course, almost everybody knows someone in their family who is afflicted with this really terrible and devastating, relatively new disease.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Dr. Nicholson saying that basically there can be lots of infections. I asked him about Barr-Epstein. He said that most people actually have Barr-Epstein infection. Usually, though, it's latent, and many people is not active he's talking some of the more important ones, the mycoplasm, chronic mycoplasm infection, and then there's several other, like chlamydia infection, which is yeast infection, and these infections get into the cells, and they just simply wipe out the mitochondria, and the people lose their ability, their immune system doesn't function, so they lose their ability to fight off the infection.
Now, along with the problems with the immune system goes into a hyper state of almost like an allergic reaction. And so it's called an inflammatory response. So there are a lot of little chemical mediators called cytokines that are produced in high amounts, a whole bunch of them called inflammatory cytokines. And this produces its own problems in signs and symptoms in chronic fatigue syndrome as well. So there are a lot of things that are going on. We focused on the energy systems because without the energy, you can't really fight off a chronic fatigue syndrome. If your mitochondria are not functioning properly, you can't fight that off for a number of other disease states, chronic disease states as well. So they're incredibly important, and that's what we gave the paper on. We studied a group of patients about 70 patients. We had in that group chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, Gulf War illness, chronic Lyme. And those are primarily the patients that we studied. And all of those patients had problems with mitochondrial function, and all of them benefited when we gave them natural supplements to boost their mitochondrial function.
So now when you talk about natural supplements, are you talking about vitamins? Are you talking about minerals? And then what part do antibiotics play in this? And when would you utilize antibiotics? When would you simply use diet and nutrition?
Well, it all starts with diet and nutrition. Without the proper diet, nutrition, and without supplementing some of the things that we need, for example, for membrane health and mitochondrial membranes in particular, you can't really deal with the illness or any other chronic illness for that matter. So we always start with diet. We always start with the things that are necessary to provide materials and building blocks and metabolites that our cells need. And once those are supplied, then we can go to some of the other things like the infection, some of the other damaging things, and treat those more directly. But it all starts with getting the proper environment. And we've been functioning there. We've been concentrating on these little batteries, these mitochondria inside the cells, because if they're not functioning properly, you're never going to get well. And so we're trying to look at the elements that are involved in damaging the mitochondria. And one of the things we found is that the membranes of the mitochondria are especially sensitive to oxidative damage. And these infections, whether they're viral or bacterial, all cause oxidative damage to the mitochondrial membranes. And then the mitochondria don't function properly because the membrane's been damaged. So what we've done is we've found a way to actually replace the damaged constituents of the mitochondrial membrane. And they're made up of phospholipids and proteins, and we found that it's not really the proteins that are damaged, it's the phospholipids in the membrane that are damaged. So we have to replace those. And we've come up with some supplements that actually replace those damaged phospholipids. And these are just incredible membrane phospholipid supplements, like NT Factor, that's been useful for treatment of every chronic disease and every problem with the chronic fatigue that we've ever seen is helped by this particular supplement.
And now that's NT Factor, and basically that's specifically to strengthen the mitochondria. Is that correct?
Yes, and actually these are phosphoglycolipids that are present in our body anyway. So this is completely all natural. It's an all-natural source, and we just mix these in the proper ratios that our membranes have anyway. And people ingest these. They go very quickly into our system because our system is made up of compartments, which are separated by membrane. So if you give membrane phospholipids, these go in right away. They're carried into our system very quickly in the intestinal system if they're taken orally, for example, and they're shunted around the circulatory system. They're picked up by every cell in the body and shunted to the organelles that need them, like the mitochondria. And they slowly replace the damaged phospholipids in the mitochondria and other cell membranes as well. And then they begin to function again. So we've seen tremendous improvement in mitochondrial function upon giving people these natural supplements containing the mitochondrial phospholipids.
Well, now, basically, of course, if you ingest these, are they taken out in the liver as the circulation goes through the liver, or suddenly they go through the liver and then get into the general system that way? How do the NT factor get to the cells? Because suddenly, does it bypass the liver?
Well, it actually gets into the circulation directly from the brush border in the intestinal system. As you take them in, they go through your stomach, of course, like everything, and then in the intestinal system, they're taken into the circulation. And then they go to every organelle, including the heart, the kidneys, the liver, the brain, you name it. These are distributed, and they're carried around the circulation by lipoproteins. These are little proteins that, if they become imbalanced, everybody's heard about high-density lipoprotein or HDL and low-density lipoprotein. So these are picked up by the lipoproteins and also by red blood cells carried around the body, and then they're naturally exchanged into the cells, and then they're exchanged into the organelles of the cells inside the cell. So they're little shuttle proteins that move these things around inside the cell to where they're needed, and then they can be enzymatically modified as well. But if you give the correct phospholipids, this happens very efficiently, and we can very efficiently change the mitochondrial membranes and restore function. We've seen this in our studies, that people with poorly functioning mitochondria, boy, these are zapped up and they're improved quite dramatically. In fact, in this group that we studied, they had intractable fatigue. These were people that had been to over 15 physicians on the average. They'd taken over 35 different drugs or supplements on the average. They'd been sick for over 12 years on the average. So they tried all kinds of things that nothing worked for them. They were called intractable chronic fatigue patients. But we gave them this NT factor and some other things in a complex supplement containing a few other mitochondrial support molecules. And boy, we jacked up their mitochondrial function and their fatigue dropped pretty quickly, dropped within 30 to 60 days by more than 30%. So this was pretty remarkable since nothing else had worked on these patients.
Well, now, basically, how can people get the NT factor? Is that, can they get that with ProPax with NT factor, or are there other, can you just get NT factor by itself?
Yes, there are a lot of different products. For example, there's the ProPax, but that's a complex product with vitamins and minerals. That simply replaces practically all the supplements that people take on a daily basis. And then there are other things that have less of these different components, all the way down to just the phospholipids themselves. They can buy little wafers. I like these myself. You take a couple of these little wafers per day, and it's pure phospholipids. And these things are not only easy to take, but they're delicious. Patients, kids love them, for example. So autistic children, that you know, there's a lot of problems giving them pills and tablets and things like that. But these little wafers are, you know, they taste good, and the kids like them, and they're real creamy to the taste buds and the flavor. And they put a little flavor in them because normally they don't have any flavor at all. And so kids really like these. So we don't have any problem with the autistic children taking these.
Oh, I know. Basically, where would you get them? What would they be called?
They're called Smart Useful Energy Wafers.
Smart Useful Energy Wafers?
Yeah, they can be found at ntfactor.com. That's
ntfactor.com. ntfactor.com. Okay. And certainly we'll look into that. So basically, then you've done fairly extensive studies on these things. And the people, do they feel, of course, 30% improvement? People say, well, gee, we want 100% improvement. But I suppose we should be happy with 30% because the people who have this condition are really so miserable.
Well, you know, that it was a time-limited study, so we didn't study those patients after 60 days. So we did what's called a regression analysis of the data, and this shows the curvatures of the response. And so we can see a reduction in fatigue, and we can see those curves going down. And, of course, the study stopped, but the curves are still going down when we stopped the study. Not at quite the steep rate, but they were still going down. So they're going to do better than that. It's just a matter of time. You know, this is a normal, natural system for replacement of lipids in your cells. So it does take a little time. It's not like a drug. I mean, these are natural substances which take time to use our natural replacement systems to go in and slowly, you know, exchange these out and replace them and remove the oxidized lipids, and they go back out and they get excreted out in the bowel system. So it does take a little time, but it's worth the wait because, again, it's so safe. We've now, there have been over 30 million doses of this without incident. So this is a completely safe way to do it. People don't have to worry about safety issues and so on when they take NT factor.
Well, now, what about certainly the other things? Should people be taking a multivitamin? Should they be taking minerals along with the NT factor?
Yeah, they should. And in fact, there's a whole set of different supplements that contain all these other things as well. So you can, you know, pick and choose what you want. And if people are already taking a certain amount of supplements, they don't have to retake them. They can just get the anti-factor wafers, for example. But if they're not taking the other things, then they could go to a more complex formulation like ProPax and replace a lot of the other supplements that they take, because ProPax has a lot of vitamins and minerals and other things.
Okay, well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. 464-8295. And we're talking about that gamut of diseases, chronic fatigue, certainly the Lyme disease, and certainly Gulf War illness. And we have so many people who are certainly afflicted with this. I know Dr. Nicholson got very involved in this, treating the Gulf War illness, because, of course, there was nothing being done for them. The government was saying it wasn't real, and we're dealing with hundreds of thousands of people who were crippled with that terrible, terrible disease, being told there's nothing wrong with them, and they knew there was something wrong with them. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call if you have a question.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this This is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking about sort of the Gulf War illness, had about half of the Gulf War illness had a mycoplasma infection, and they were the ones that responded to certainly the long-term antibiotic use. And basically, in the chronic fatigue that we're seeing in the general population, about half the people will have mycoplasma. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, about half the people now with chronic infection in the civilian population has mycoplasma?
Yeah, and that's just one infection. The difference between, for example, the Gulf War veterans is that primary infection that we found. But in the civilians, they have a host of other infections, as I was discussing early on. Mostly multiple infections were the case in the chronic fatigue syndrome. And, you know, that you would expect because they have multiple exposures of different types. They come from different locations and different regions and so on and so forth. So we found a lot of heterogeneity in the infections that were found in the civilians. But in the Gulf War veterans, they had primarily this one infection, which we think they got in the military vaccine. So that's a different type of exposure.
All right, fine. As far as the general population, do many of them respond to antibiotics, and how do you decide whether you're going to put them on antibiotics or not?
Well, yes, yes, they do, but if they have the infections, they respond to antibiotics, so the testing is kind of important there, because again, only half of them had the mycoplasma, so you wouldn't want to treat everybody, but you want to treat the half that have it. But then there's about 10% or so that have chlamydia. There's 20% or so that have Borrelia, the Lyme infection, and so on and so forth. So there are different types of infections that are important in this, and then there's the viral infections as well. But we found in general that immune enhancement, boosting the immune system, worked pretty well with the viruses, but you couldn't really do that for these intracellular bacteria because they're hiding inside the cells, and so they're kind of sequestered away from the immune system, and so just boosting the immune system wasn't enough. You had to treat with antibiotics.
Well, now, where can people go to get the laboratory studies to tell whether it's mycoplasma or chlamydia or a Borrelia or what the infection is?
Well, they can consult our website, which is the Institute for Molecular Medicine. It's www.immed.org. It's like immediate.org. immed.org, and go to clinical testing, and there's a list of different things that the most frequently found infections, and you can, you know, have your physician send a blood sample to one of these commercial laboratories, and they will test for these infections. See if you have them. If you have them, it's a good idea that they can be treated, because if they're not treated properly, they're not going to recover. That's the one thing we found, is if you have these infections, they're important, and if they're not treated, you just don't recover. You may get a little bit better, but you don't fully recover.
Well, basically now, then as far as testing, I'm sure we test for mycoplasma. I'm sure that they test for chlamydia. I'm sure they test for Borrelia and for Lyme disease. What other things would they test for?
They don't test for those.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
You know, routine testing, they might test for a few things, but generally they don't test for mycoplasma. Right. They don't test for chlamydia. And it's very hard to get a good test for Lyme disease-associated Borrelia. And there's some others as well. It's even more difficult to get good testing for. So if they go on our website, for example, and go to clinical testing, they can find out more information about where to go to have these tests performed. There are certain commercial laboratories that do them. There's a lab, for example, in Germantown, Maryland, that does testing for mycoplasma and other infections. And there's a lab in California that... called Igenix, that will test for Lyme and Lyme co-infection. So, you know, there are places you can go to get the test done. That's the important thing.
Now, is Borrelia actually produced the Lyme disease? What's the relationship?
Well, Borrelia and co-infections. In fact, I've got to go to a Lyme conference here in a few weeks where I'm a speaker, and one of the things I speak about are all the co-infections that go along with Lyme. Lyme is a very complex disease because of all these different infections. Mycoplasma is one of the infections. There's another one called Babesia. There's another one called Bartonella. So there are all these different co-infections. The Lyme is a very complex, multi-infectious process. So that's what makes it very difficult, because the treatments are not always the same for these different infections. So that really makes it complex and difficult to treat. That's one reason why Lyme patients have such a difficult time. because it's hard to get all the appropriate treatment.
Well, initially, of course, the impression was that it was just caused by one organism, but it's really not. Then what you're suggesting is Lyme is certainly a number of parallel infections.
Yes, that's correct, and they're all carried by the same tick.
Okay, now, see, that's something I'm always constantly learning about these things, and I think it's vitally important. People go to the website, www.immed.org, immed.org. Our guest, Dr. Garth Nicholson, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Be back in a moment.
Miracle Food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Garth Nicholson. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Dr. Nicholson, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Dr. Nicholson's saying, you know, there are lots of sources of infection. You can get it from tick bites. You can get it from other sources. But ordinarily, certainly, if you have a normal immune system, your immune system will fight these off, and there's not a problem. The problem is that we have so many toxins working in contact with, and basically there's so many things and he didn't mention it, but it would be lead and fluoride and aluminum and so many of the other things that we come in contact with that tend to certainly limit our ability to fight infections and of course make us much more susceptible. And once the infection gets certainly situated, once it's certainly taken hold of our bodies, once certainly these organisms are hidden away inside the cells, why we we've got a real, real problem. So basically, it's you need to find somebody who specializes in this. A lot of people, Cindy will Cindy give all sorts of explanations. Anybody who's chronically ill, they'll tell them they have Barr-Epstein. But almost everybody has the Barr-Epstein virus. So that's really is something that, you know, is simply, I think, a cop-out. People need to get an opportunity to suddenly get rid of all the metals and the other things they have so that they can actually begin to fight these diseases. Oh, and they may be multiple infections. Now, basically, what about that? I mean, certainly should people be chelating? What are the steps people would take? Would chelation be an important step before you began treatment?
It could. You know, a lot of people are bombarded with heavy metals, for example, chemicals and so on. And so there are different procedures for removal of these offending elements. We like to use saunas, for example, to try and literally sweat chemicals out of people. But that won't work with heavy metals. You require things like chelation to remove heavy metals from our system and get rid of them. So there are different approaches to do this. And you can find out more on our website about these different approaches. But combination approaches are often vital to really not only rid these offending chemicals and insulting things, metals and so on, from your body, but also attack the infections and so on. And at the same time, build back the immune system, get rid of some of the allergic things that are causing problems there and so on. So there are a number of different approaches which are important. So it starts with diet and then also detoxification, removal of a lot of these offending things that we've been talking about, and then specific treatment of the things like chronic infections. On it. If you do that, and if you build back the mitochondria with these natural supplements like NT Factor, people will slowly become better and better. But it does take time. It won't happen overnight. It takes time to remove these offending toxic materials from your body, and also takes time to rebuild your normal natural systems, your immune system, for example, and the mitochondria inside your cells and so on. All this takes time. And people, unfortunately, you know, they're impatient. They don't want to wait. They want immediate results. And so they go to drugs that might stimulate you, make you feel better temporarily, but that won't solve the problem. Eventually you crash from that and you go right back to where you were before. That's not the solution.
Well, if you're out there listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Nicholson, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. You mentioned, of course, certainly getting rid of the metals that you may have, and we're really talking about aluminum and mercury and certainly fluoride and some other things of this sort. Now, basically, they're chelating agents you can take intravenously. Are there things that you could take orally or rectal suppositories? What is the most efficient means of getting rid of those metals from your system?
Well, what we found is the most efficient seem to be the EDTA suppositories. Those get in your blood and maintain a high level of the EDTA for a long period of time, and this will pick up and chelate and capture it, actually, like a cage-like molecule that captures the heavy metals and will slowly remove them from your body. But again, all this takes time. It won't happen overnight. It's a very slow process, and just like the repair of the mitochondria, these things take time. And actually, the removal and mobilization of the heavy metals even takes longer than things like anti-factor take to modify and restore the mitochondrial function. So all this does take time. And so you have to get in a regimen. You have to follow the regimen. You have to carry it through for months and months and months. You'll slowly start feeling better and better as time goes on.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you tell our listeners how, once again, to get your website and certainly what they will find there.
Well, the website is the Institute for Molecular Medicine. We're located here in Southern California. We're a nonprofit research organization, so we're not a clinic. So people can't say, well, can I come into your clinic and be treated? No, that's not what we do. We do these clinical trials that I just reported up at the International Conference in San Francisco, and we learn new methods and new treatments and so on for these different chronic illnesses, and we publish those and make them available to physicians everywhere so that they can treat people appropriately. We do have affiliated clinics such as the longevity clinic down here, which is very close to our institute, where people can be treated, but we're not really a part of that. But we do run the clinical trials, and we make our information available to everyone on our website. So you can go to our website, immed.org, like immediate.org. That's how you remember it, immediate.org. And there you can look under a number of subjects. Generally, they're listed by disease categories, but there are also some information on diet, for example, appropriate diet, and other things that you can get information on. But most of the information is in the form of publications. So these are all peer-reviewed publications that have been published in medical journals. So we're not talking about some hokey thing that somebody posts on the Internet. No, we're talking about peer-reviewed medical publications that are posted on our website that anybody can download and see where they're from. So we usually have them in the final published form. So we're not talking about junk science here. We're talking about peer-reviewed traditional scientific approaches and medical approaches to solving medical problems.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand there are things. What are we talking? Maybe 1% of the population or a couple of percent of the population have these afflictions? How frequent is this today?
Well, you start adding all these different things up and the overlapping conditions, and it's several percent. It may be, for example, at least 5, 6% that have these different things. You consider chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, and then all of a sudden, if you start talking about rheumatoid arthritis, which is really has an important infectious component, and now you're talking about fairly large numbers, and then you add into that inflammatory bowel conditions and really large numbers, and then you start talking about some of the psychiatric problems and some of the conditions like in children, autism spectrum disorders, you're talking about large numbers there too. So when you start adding all these up, we're talking pretty large numbers. Tens of millions of people in our country have these problems and need help, and they're having a hard time getting that help.
Well, now, but you mentioned psychiatric conditions. Are you talking about depression? Are you talking about schizophrenia? Or suddenly are you talking about suddenly attention deficit disorders and ADD, ADHD type
of
thing?
Yeah, mostly ADD, ADHD, and OCD, and some of these disorders, some of the compulsive disorders and so on. Do have an infectious component in many, not all, but many of the patients. So once those are identified, they can be treated appropriately. And so we've been working with people that are in the psychiatric area, like Bob Brainspiel, for example, in, located in New Jersey, who's a psychiatrist who's gone into molecular psychiatry, and he's found that a lot of his patients in those categories have chronic infections, and once they're treated, these patients do much better. So it's a matter of being able to identify what's wrong.
No, I'm sorry. Now, is he suggesting that some of the people with schizophrenia or depression would fit into that category, or is he talking about other psychiatric conditions?
Well, there's a small segment, for example, with schizophrenia that have these problems, but there's even a larger segment if you consider the compulsive disorders, for example. And, you know, those in particular have a very high frequency of chronic infection. And then there's the whole childhood illnesses that encompass autism spectrum disorders, for example, and some of the other things that are associated with infections. And, of course, many of these people, many of these young patients, some of them have PANDAS, for example. PANDAS are often associated with mycoplasma as a co-infection, so these are things that crop up over and over and over again. So mycoplasma is one of the things that we found in these children. It's a very common problem in autism. So, again, all these different disorders, infection seems to play a role.
Oh, it's really such a tragic situation when so many people are just chronically disabled by these diseases. Does it seem to be on the rise? Are more and more people getting involved, or simply do we have that fairly well under control today?
Well, there's some things that we don't have under control at all, like Lyme disease, for example. For many years, this was denied as a problem, and people were arguing whether, you know, Lyme is can be treated, for example, by a 2-week course of antibiotics and so on. And that, I think, caused a real disservice to our population, because then people went into a chronic condition. And then the medicine just sort of ignored them in a way. They denied that they had for example, chronic Lyme disease. We're still fighting this problem of denial of chronic Lyme disease, because even the Infectious Disease Society claims that it doesn't exist, that these people don't have Lyme anymore, that they were just a couple-week treatment of antibiotics is all that's necessary, and that's not adequate. And the problem is that testing is so difficult on these chronic patients where these infections become intracellular and it's sort of sequestered away and difficult to test for, and so they weren't being tested properly to find these infections. If you do test them properly, you can find them, but it's difficult.
Okay, well, we have Sandy calling us from Tri-Cities up in Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Sandy, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, good evening. I'm just always interested to know what can help people who have had either toxic exposure or who have food and chemical allergies so bad they're almost allergic to life. They just can't hardly eat anything anymore. And anyways, that was my question.
All right, fine. Would that fit at all into what we're talking about, Dr. Nicholson?
Well, it does, in that one of the things that we've noticed with people that have chronic infections is if they have a lot of infections, they become very intolerant to different foods and so on. So allergic reactions become hyper in these individuals and so on. So it is important. Also, there's certain chemical exposures and so on which can cause the same problem, a multiple chemical sensitivity, for example, and allergic reactions to food and everything. So they have to be given very specific diets and so on, which helps, but it doesn't completely get rid of the problem. So we have to find some of the underlying difficulties in these patients. And going back to the different contamination that we were talking about before, infections, heavy metals, chemicals, so on and so forth, all these things play a role.
So do you think that
plays a role as well?
Do you think that ETA, is that what you called it, suppository?
EDTA.
EDTA. Do you think that those would help clean out chemicals and things like that, and then take the NT factor to build the mitochondria back? Do you think that would help somebody with really bad allergies and chemical sensitivities?
Well, the EDTA, of course, the EDTA suppositories will help with the removal of heavy metals. Now, for removal of the chemicals, we use a different procedure. Generally, we use things like dry saunas and so on to sweat out the chemicals, because it's surprising how effective that is if used long-term. So saunas are very important, and then you do that with the suppositories. Of course, if they have infections, then the infections have to be treated separately from that. And, of course, to try and repair the damage that has already been done, that's why we need NT factor and the other things to help with that. So all these combined therapies are important, and we can't say that one is better than the other, whatever. And actually, physicians that only use one approach are doomed, in my book. They have to really take a much more broad approach to treating these illnesses.
Sandy, can I suggest you go to Dr. Nicholson's website, immed.org. That's www.immed.org. You'll find it a fascinating source of information, a wealth of information. And if you already are in the situation you described, I think you should certainly go there and get the information. Anything else?
Do they have a list of doctors? As far on that immediate.org that where a person could maybe find one to get some help in these ways?
Actually, that's one thing that we can't do, because we're a nonprofit research organization, so we can't make physician recommendations. But there are a number of other organizations that can, because they're professional societies that are in business to do that. For example, if you have Lyme disease, you can contact the International Lyme and Associated Diseases Society, ILADS. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, you can contact the Road Back Foundation.
Roadback.org.
So if you have rheumatoid arthritis, for example, you can contact the Road Back Foundation. It's roadback.org.
Roadback.
Roadback.org. Okay.
If you have Lyme disease, you can contact ILADS at ILADS.org. ILADS.org. And so on and so forth. So with different conditions, you can. For chronic fatigue syndrome, you might contact the International Association of Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. They have a website. That's IACSF/ME.org. So, you know, there are different places to go for different information. But if you
and
go on
EBTA
our website.
The EBTA and the NT Factor, how do we find out where to order those from?
NTFactor.com.
NTFactor.com. Does that answer your question, Sandy?
Yes, thank you very much.
And by the way, you can find a number of different, you know, what help websites, for example, on our website. Just go on our website. And you can look up other websites on there. They're listed. And it tells you a little bit about the website, what they do. And there must be 100 different websites that are listed on our website.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Sandy, I hope that'll help you. Why don't you just give us a call in a month or two and let us know how you're doing, will you?
Okay, thank you, Dr.
Okay, God
Ken.
Bless. Okay, fine. That was Sandy calling and from up in the state of Washington. And if you have a question or comment, why, we could probably take one more call. But we're running out of time. The hour flies by, as it always does, when we have Dr. Garth Nicholson with us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have certainly a large number of people who are chronically disabled by chronic fatigue. And it, of course, this spreads over into fibromyalgia. And then it gets into all sorts of inflammatory bowel diseases, and all sorts of certainly allergic reactions. And what we're seeing is really a disruption of certainly of the immune system. So the immune system cannot fight off these diseases. And of course, one of the most important things, the point Dr. Nicholson made, is you've got to get rid of the chemicals and certainly the heavy metal toxicity that is contributing to this. And we're going to be back here in just a minute to wrap up the program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain, from the prairie,
you so very much for being with us. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope, of course, you enjoyed the conversation with Dr. Garth Nicholson. If I could suggest, you may want to get a copy of this tape or CD, because, of course, we talked during the breaks as well. And we have a 4-CD set on chronic fatigue. We think it's vitally important that you have access to the information. We do carry certainly a number of vitamins and minerals that we think are helpful as far as this is concerned. And I think we're probably going to go ahead and carry the wafers. I'll probably start taking those myself. So basically, if you'd like to get more information, you can always call us at 1-800-544-8927. We will, if you call and want to get the wafers, why, we'll find out how to get them. But then, of course, we do have the 4-CD set on chronic fatigue. And you need to understand these things are not imaginary. They're very real. We actually have certainly a great deal of information on health. If you haven't read Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, you need to get that. We have Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book on natural strategies for cancer patients, going into how important diet is. And then, of course, we have 4-CD sets of my interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock. All of these things are vitally important for your health, and you're going to have to learn, certainly, and study and look after yourself, because a lot of these things, doctors mean well, but they're never trained in these, certainly in the medical school. And nutrition and vitamin supplements and minerals are so vitally important. And certainly everybody should be taking a supplementary, or almost everybody, taking supplementary vitamin D3, 5,000 units a day. Most people, your diet, pardon me, your vitamins have 500 units. You need 5,000 units. Most people are deficient in the D3, and this is one reason why, when we don't get the sunlight, why, of course, during the wintertime, why we get colds and we get flu. And I basically take 5,000 units of D3 every single day. And when I start to come down with a cold or with the flu, I take them every 4 hours until basically the process reverses itself. Of course, we take magnesium on a regular basis. If we're coming down with the flu, we take something called alibiotic. That's alibiotic, A-L-I-B-I-O-T-I-C. And it's a combination of oil of oregano, oil of garlic, oil of elderberry. And you need to have these things on hand so that you don't come down. I take these things regularly. And I've yet, in 20 years of doing talk radio, I've never lost a day because of cold or flu, because my wife certainly keeps me certainly filled with these various products to keep me on the job, and I appreciate that. She takes awfully, awfully good care of me. Well, certainly remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And remember, we do have a 4-CD set on chronic fatigue. You really need to get it. We talk about this. It's vitally important that you understand that. We have a 4-CD set on Lyme disease. And they all certainly overlap, because there are all these chronic infections that really are so prevalent in our society today. And most physicians really don't have any idea how to approach them. But of course, I think Dr. Nicholson's absolutely right. Well, you've got to get rid of those chemicals that are plaguing you, and you've got to avoid certainly the other chemicals that are already intaking them, because they will certainly predispose you to chronic diseases and chronic allergies. So again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we could certainly use your help, your financial support. Because remember, we are supported by our listeners, and we've just lost one of our advertisers. If you know anybody who'd like to advertise with Radio Liberty, of course, we'd love to have them with us. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so, well, we'll be back here in just a couple of minutes. We've got a great guest on this next hour right here at Radio Liberty.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful from the mountains to the prairie to the ocean, white with gold.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Roger Wildy, who's running for sheriff here in the Santa Cruz County where I live. And I asked Roger to come on. Now, this is a rather unusual election because ordinarily the sheriff picks his successor, and suddenly one person runs for sheriff when one retires, and they don't have a choice. But this time, we're going to actually have three people, all of them are lieutenants, one a current lieutenant who was picked by our sheriff, and then two other past lieutenants who are going to be running for the office of sheriff. And remember, the office of sheriff is the highest elected office in the county. And this man has a tremendous amount of power, and you want the person that you can really trust to be able to wield that power. The sheriff really is the center of law enforcement in any community. And Roger, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and why, after being retired, certainly you could go ahead, live out a comfortable life, certainly with your pension, lieutenant's pension. Why do you want to get back into the fray? Why do you want to be the sheriff? Why is the job as sheriff important?
Well, if you want to know a little bit about my background and history, I can briefly tell you that. I was born and raised in Santa Cruz County. And I grew up in the Live Oak area and actually started working in the fields for the neighbor, because in those days it was a lot of agricultural land and chickens and so on. And started working on it in the picking tomatoes when I was 8 years old. And I kept, you know, working for in the fields for gladiolas and stuff when I wasn't going to school and playing. And so I grew up there and went to local schools in Soquel High. And after high school, I spent 4 years in the Navy, and when I got out of the Navy, I went back to school at Cabrillo College and then UCSC, and got my degree in politics from UCSC, and I worked my way through college as a furniture mover for Beacon Van Lines locally, and then in 1979, I was hired by the sheriff's office, and after I was hired, I went back to school and got my master's degree in criminal justice administration. And I worked in, the only two things I didn't do was work in CSI, although as a coroner, I worked with CSI a lot, and I didn't do internal affairs. But I worked as a patrol deputy, and I worked undercover for stolen property and worked with narcotics agents. And then I was a detective, worked a person in property crimes. I worked in the coroner's office for 2.5 years. I got promoted out of there to sergeant and worked patrol. And then I was personnel and training sergeant, doing the background investigations, doing all the training, doing in-service training and the other kinds of training, and running the field training programs on and on. And then I went back to patrol again and got promoted to lieutenant in 1992. And I was acting chief in the administration bureau for a while. I was patrol lieutenant. I was main jail commander for a couple of years. And I ended my career the last 7 or 8 years. I did all the critical incident planning, all the emergency services planning, all of the anything that, you know, special events and so forth.
Hang on there for just a moment.
Okay.
We're going to be going to a break. And when we get back, I'm certainly going to ask you why you want to run for sheriff.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Roger was simply saying that one reason he wants to run for sheriff is he thinks there are things that can be done, and done much more efficiently and certainly much more effectively as far as law enforcement is concerned. So you pick up the story. You were just saying that certainly they'd come up with some programs that you really did not feel really had the support of the people on the sheriff's office, things administrative things that were just cumbersome. So basically, what are some of the things that need to be done to get more efficient law enforcement? And certainly, are there any basic deficits that or deficiencies that need to be changed?
Well, there's a number of them. The number one that is affecting the county is staffing. You know, we often have seven deputies on the street to cover the entire unincorporated area of the county, and we have 74,000 more people in the county than we did back in 1979, but we still have the same staffing level. You know, when I was in charge of it, I got a cover shift, so we had a fourth shift. So we always had more deputies on the streets, and as soon as I retired, that just kind of dwindled away, for example. So we could have a better utilization of our resources, I believe, but we need many more deputies on the street. We have 17 frozen positions and one sergeant position. You know, and Sheriff Wolwack is proposing or proposed recently to the board that they unfreeze seven of the positions. And the CAO immediately said, oh, we can't do that because, you know, we don't have the money. Well, we need the money, and it needs to be allocated to priorities like law enforcement, fire, roads, schools, instead of the earmarks and special interests, getting the money and then putting pressure on the voters to fund the basic services like law enforcement. So I think the public needs to be educated how bad off they are in the way of public safety, because with so few deputies on the streets, the response times are very long, and they won't get that as many deputies there when they really need them, and it's a danger to the deputies too. And this is exacerbated by Assembly Bill 109, because that's releasing thousands of prisoners on the street, many of which are being sent back to Santa Cruz County. And we haven't built additional facilities, although they're proposing to turn the jail farm that has the minimum security at the jail farm into a detention facility, a transition facility, a school. And I think that's a great idea, but I think also it's a shame that that's been closed down for 3 years when it could have been utilized, and it's also a shame that we're not making room for additional prisoners, because many of the prisoners that are sent back here are going to have lengthy sentences, and what's going to happen is the borderline ones are more and more going to be released into the community, one, the borderline dangerous offenders. And that has already caused a rise in jail violence, and it's already causing the crime rate to rise, and it's going to rise. I think we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. I think it's going to rise dramatically, particularly property crimes, because the low-level offenders that they consider not to be a danger to the community and releasable are the people who are going to commit the property crimes, the burglaries, the car clouts.
Well, you know, basically, I haven't heard anything about this legislation. Perhaps I've missed it. But perhaps you could tell us a little bit about this legislation. Was this something passed at the state level that is going to certainly send a lot of criminals from the state prison back to the counties and basically to shift the expenses? What is this really all about?
Well, it's Assembly Bill 109 required a reduction in prison populations, and then the judicial mandate has been to reduce it by, I think 40,000 inmates, if I'm correct, and maybe more. And Governor Brown has managed to delay that somewhat, but they're still releasing prisoners on a regular basis into the community. And they're trying to select, you know, people that aren't a danger. But at the same time, you know, there was one lady sent back from prison who had served a year of her 8-year sentence for embezzlement, and she was released almost immediately. And there are other cases where this happens, and you know, you can you would certainly want to do the right profiling for these people, but the reality is that once they start sending more and more of these prisoners back with lengthy sentences, they're going to have less and less bed space for the other prisoners, and we're going to see more and more people released on a regular basis.
And so basically what this is going to involve then is sending these people back from state prisons to our local prison, only we're not going to have the facilities to take care of them, with that, or many of them. Would that be a fair estimate?
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, it's kind of in keeping with the way Santa Cruz has looked at it for years, because when the main jail was originally constructed, I believe in 83, I believe that's when it was. It was supposed to be much larger, but because the thinking was at that time, and I believe Gary Patton led the charge in that, that if we don't have the beds, that we won't be incarcerating the prisoners, it became much smaller. And as a result, the jail has always been overcrowded. When I was main jail commander back in 96, 97, It was horrible. We had prisoners on mattresses on the floor, all, you know, in all the cells. And, you know, we didn't have enough people to manage those, that number of prisoners. And even then they were talking about reducing staff. You know, I got in trouble because I stood up and said, you know, we're not going to reduce staff. We're going to keep the number of staff that we have. But we have the same number of staff now that we did in 1997 over at the jail. And violence is on the rise in the jail because of the types of prisoners that are being released back to the county.
And you do have this this farm facility that you can utilize, but you need personnel for that. Is that correct?
Well, you would need personnel, but, you know, this minimum security facility, for whatever reason, has been, you know, closed down for, I believe, at least 3 years. And why, I don't know. You know, I'm sure they have a reason for it, but it seems kind of silly to me to close down a facility that could be utilized for, you know, additional housing. And I certainly think, you know, in addition to this grant that they, I believe, $24 or $25 million grant that they received to rebuild it or build another facility out there for this program, which I think is laudable. I'm all for transitioning people and trying to help them return to the community and become productive citizens. I think that's great, and I think there's a certain element. Certain prisoners are very suited for that, but some aren't. You know, and the reality is there are some really bad people out there, and they're the high-level recidivist offenders, but they're also the potentially violent offenders that will reoffend. And when you don't have enough room, those are going to start trickling out more and more with the other people serving many years in county jail.
Well, basically, of course, as I look and see what goes on over in Salinas, I mean, they seem to have so much more violence over there than we have here. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I think Salinas is an extremely violent area, and they've always had more gang violence than we have. But, you know, sometimes that bleeds over, and, you know, it depends on how you deal with it. Currently, you know, the sheriff's office has kind of abrogated the responsibility of gang violence and drug enforcement to the district attorney, who is, you know, doing his very best to keep up with these things. But, you know, the reality is drugs are definitely a problem in Santa Cruz County, and the potential for gang violence is always there. You know, we certainly saw that out at the fairgrounds. We turned that around back in the late 90s because that was a very violent place. They had stabbings, and we had gang members from Salinas and Fresno and, you know, around the fairgrounds. And so, you know, they will come. And there are quite a few gangs in South County and some in Santa Cruz as well. And we need to, you know, we need to monitor those people. And if you don't, then you kind of lose touch with what's going on.
And basically, of course, law enforcement is so vitally important today, and I think we're seeing far more crime today than we did 50 years ago, 60 years ago, when I first came to Santa Cruz, and it was sort of a sleepy little seesaw community, but it's changed a lot since then. And yet, of course, I think we've been fortunate that we have as good a community as we do. But of course, I think we really, especially with more and more criminals being sent back from the state, why, of course, I think they're going to have somebody there who's really going to be on top of all of this. Well, basically, at the present time, what would you do different than is being done by the current administration? Or would you follow along with what they're doing? Or is what they're doing, could you improve upon it?
Well, you know, with regard to staffing, I'd be going to the people. I'd be having fireside chats in one way or another and try to convince the people, try to educate the people and convince them that we needed to persuade the board to hire additional people. But, I mean, there's a number of other issues. School safety, you know, essential equipment. And I can go into that. I don't know if this is break that's coming up. I hear music in the background.
We were going to be taking just a quick break, and then we'll be right back. And our guest is Roger Wildy, and we're talking about certainly the criminal problems that we're going to be facing in this community. And basically, of course, we have a unique community. I think we live in a wonderful, wonderful place here. Now, of course, this program is being heard out all across America, but I will tell you, I've lived all across America. I've lived across the world. There's no place that would nicer place in Santa Cruz, and I want to keep it that way.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Columbine.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead.
Okay. After Columbine, I developed a plan to teach the school personnel. So we had scenario training with them so that they had a realistic way of dealing with the people and with dangerous situations, how to do school lockdowns, how to safely evacuate students in certain situations. And, you know, and going over their emergency plans that some of the schools had on the shelf for years and didn't really know about. So, I mean, it's cooperative relationships like that that allow people to allow them to work with law enforcement and to be able to respond. And, of course, you know, these incidents in schools don't happen very often. So you get something like Columbine and everybody, you know, wants to fix everything. And then 6 months later, they forget about it and until the next incident happens. And it's the same kind of thing with working with fire department and preparing for emergencies. You know, I was such a big fan of doing that. You know, we had back in several years before I retired, we had a cowboy bank robbery in Aptos. I don't know if you remember that, but they had rifles and they jumped up on the counters, and we ended up in pursuit of these people, and it was very frustrating because we had four different agencies who were involved in the pursuit, and we were not on the same channel, even though we had a designated channel, because, you know, in situations like that, unless you have emergency procedures in place to do certain things, and county communications will implement those things, you're not going to communicate. So we were very lucky. We had a state parks fellow who got on both channels, coordinated, and we were able to get these guys, these armed suspects, without any casualties. But in the aftermath of that, I got all the police departments together and the fire departments, and we came up with channels that would we could switch to in mobile situations or in fixed situations to optimally work together, not only in law enforcement situations, but in earthquakes or fires. And then we started training with fire departments because they have a different language than the police do. And we were working very cooperatively, and we almost had all the channels programmed into all the police departments and all the fire departments. And then I retired, and that ball got immediately dropped. The channels have disappeared now with what they call a narrow banding, and I don't believe they do any training with fire departments at all. So we end up arriving at the same emergency, and we, you know, wave at each other across the parking lot, but we're working across purposes or redundantly. And those are the kind of very basic, important things that are being neglected. And, you know, in favor of, you know, I think this new office building is a wonderful thing. But, you know, when you forget emergency planning, and that's everything's beautiful and until you get the earthquake or you get the big fire or you get the law enforcement emergency, and then you're trying to plan on the fly, and it doesn't always work.
Well, of course, the important thing is to have stability. I don't care about big fancy buildings. I want certainly a community where it's safe for my family and my friends to be on the streets. Now, we just got a call from a woman who said that she wanted to have a concealed carry permit. She's an older woman, very, very capable woman. She wants to be able to carry a concealed weapon for her own protection.
Right.
And it's very, very difficult to get a concealed carry permit here. How do you feel about the citizens being armed so they can defend themselves and if there is a criminal activity?
Well, there's a recent court decision that I think simplifies it for people and for the sheriff, but I still think this process that they have in place now is terribly complicated and lengthy, and my position is pretty simple. I think you know, if you have a valid reason to request a concealed carry permit, and I think a valid reason is self-defense, that and you don't have a serious criminal record or mental health history, and you go through a gun safety course, that and the other requirement, of course, is that you do not consume or be under the influence of alcoholic beverages or drugs while you're carrying a gun, or you lose your permit. But that's basically it.
And I think basically for our listeners out there, if you go into suddenly our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., you cannot carry a gun, and they have one of the highest crime levels in the entire nation. Go right across the river into Virginia, where they have a right to keep in Sydney concealed weapons. It's easy to get a permit. They have a very, very low crime rate. And basically, what's the difference? Well, at least criminals know that if they want to get away with crime, they're going to go to our nation's capital, where they know people aren't armed, and certainly they're not going to go into Virginia, where a lot of the people are armed, and I think it's something to consider. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Roger Wildey, W-I-L-D-E-Y. And basically, he's running for the sheriff of Santa Cruz County. And basically, he does not have a website. He's going to have one very soon. You can get him at the present time on Facebook at Wildey for Sheriff. And hopefully, we'll have one suddenly before very long and available. And then, of course, if people wanted to support you financially, how would they go about doing that? Or should they wait until you get the website up?
Currently, on Facebook, we're by tomorrow. I hope that there will be a way on there that they can donate to our campaign.
If I could comment, I have run for office on a number of occasions, and you really need to have a telephone number and exchange. Certainly, most of them will do it for a dollar a call, but you do need someplace where people can actually call in. And I've, through the years, I found it's very advantageous. So we have a nationwide ministry, but people can always call, and then they relay the messages to us. So if you're interested in that, why we can suggest several people locally who do that. Or you may very well have somebody, but it's nice to have a telephone number where people can actually call and get hold of a candidate.
Well, I'd certainly be interested in hearing that, although, you know, it's such a wild time and such a short period of time. I would rather people contacted me on Facebook,
right,
and be able to do that. And as far as donations, we're going to run it through PayPal. And I will have a phone number on there for people who want to volunteer.
Fine, that's great. Well, that's as long as there will be a phone number where people can get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Now, basically, of course, being the sheriff is an important thing. How about a posse? Is there a place for, in a community like this, to have a posse to back up your officers, or perhaps even to help your officers if suddenly you were shorthanded?
Well, I think the posse is kind of nice. Mostly, posses are used for search and rescue in this county. I think a mounted posse is a great image for the sheriff's office. There's another associated element, and those are reserves. And we had reserves for years and years and years, but they have dwindled and gone away. And I would explore once again creating reserves to assist in policing the county. It's more difficult now than it used to be because you have to go through a 6-month academy to become a level one reserve, and you're essentially, that's the same process as getting hired. Although it's a nice step. In order to do that, I went through reserve coordinator school years ago when I was in charge of the reserves, and you need a full-time reserve coordinator, and you need to pay the reserves. They don't certainly get what the deputies do, but, you know, if you do those two things, then you can attract really good people, and they will help with the enforcement. They can, you know, be the second person with full-time deputies and improve the safety of the county. So it's certainly something I would consider reinitiating if I were sure.
All right. Crime is not that bad in Santa Cruz, but there certainly is potential, and certainly with the release of all these prisoners at the state level, I would think that certainly there are going to be all sorts of alternatives, and I'm just glad somebody's going to be there exploring it and looking into it, because certainly, law and order is the very foundation of our society. Well, we certainly got David calling us from, let's see, from Toronto? Anyway, from New York. Hi, David, calling from New York. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, just a comment, Dr. Stan. I'm age 72, and I used to be out working in a steel mill in Youngstown, Ohio, in 1965. And for some reason, I wanted a handgun, so I went into a gun store with a friend, and I said, I like that one and that one. So I got a 25 semi-automatic and a 357 Magnum, and all I had to do was pay for it, and all of a sudden, still my serial license. That was it, and I walked out. Things have really changed.
Yes, they really have, and not necessarily for the better. Certainly, we can't necessarily have everybody have a gun if they have a criminal activity or prone to use a drug, certainly, or alcohol. But certainly, I think that there's a place for people if they want to be able to carry a gun. And in the areas where they do have the right to carry, much more lenient rules and regulations, they seem to have a lot less crime. Have you had that impression, Roger?
I think the misnomer is that, in places where, concealed carry permits are prolific, that there's a higher crime rate. And I don't think that's the case. if you look at Texas and Arizona, for example, you're not going to see skyrocketing crime rates because virtually everyone can get a concealed carry permit. You know, if people want to be violent, they can get a gun whether you have a concealed carry permit or not, and they will carry it whether they have the permit or not, or they'll use some other means, and there are a number of other means to be violent with. So, you know, I think it, you know, you need to be prudent in, you know, issuing concealed carry permits, but there are so few permits issued in this county, and you know, one instance in particular, you know, one of the people that had been a reserve for 22 years tried to get a concealed carry permit after he retired from the reserve, and he was denied.
A madness. Anything else you wanted to say, David, from New York, before we let you go?
Well, I don't have that handgun anymore. I don't have any handguns, and but I didn't have to. You don't have to have a permit, concealed carry, or nothing. Just buy it, pay for it, and walk out. It's
right.
Really something.
Okay, well, but of course you could carry one, though. At least today you can't carry one without a permit. But at least if you can have access to one and you're a responsible citizen, why it's nice to know is that certain people want, I'm not going to carry a gun, but certain people want to carry them. And if there was a problem close at hand, I'd sure like to have a good person with a gun to counter the bad person with a gun. Anyway, God bless, David. Thank you so much for calling.
I don't have a need for a gun. I mean, handgun at all. But people do. I see your point. Thank you, Dr.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, if you'd like to, 464-8295, give us a call. If you'd like to talk to Roger Wildy, who is actually running for sheriff here in the Santa Cruz County, and basically this is a very, very important position. It is the highest ranking government official in the county, and certainly want somebody who really certainly knows what they're doing and believes in the right of the people, the rights of the people, which are increasingly being regulated and controlled. And basically, of course, we instead of spending money on a lot of the things that the money is being spent on, I think it needs the primarily functions of government on law and order. And then, of course, we need, of course, our roads and things of that sort. And we do need medical facilities, things of that. But a lot of the things that are being done here in the county, as far as funds are concerned, I think are very wasteful. Have you had that impression at all, Roger?
Well, I'm afraid that, like I said before, it seems to be a political strategy to, put the voter in the position of having to vote for more taxes for the basic services, while the earmarks and special interest projects get fully funded all the time. And there's a lot of smoke and mirrors that go on. But it's not just here at Santa Cruz County; it's at the federal level, the state level, and most counties and municipalities play those games to some degree. And the voters are in the dark about what's really going on, and they don't understand that those kinds of funding games are being played. So, I do think it goes on, and it's a shame. But and what happens too is the money that is allocated to the sheriff's office oftentimes is siphoned back into the general fund. For example, I was in charge of all the fleet of the sheriff's office for a while, and we were supposed to be getting new vehicles every couple of years, every 2 years. It was a cycle. So we paid around that time, I think it was around $800 a month per vehicle for maintenance and replacement costs. Well, the reality was very few vehicles got replaced, even in a three-year period, So every few years, the county general fund would get the cost of an entire fleet of vehicles siphoned back off of the sheriff's office budget. So those those kinds of things. And, you know, when the sheriff's office asks for overtime budget, they only give us a fraction of that. And at least they did when I was working there. And then we would have to go back and negotiate and bargain for more money. You know, it's always, we're always put in a bad position that way. And I feel sorry for the administration. I know why they, you know, it's, they take the easy way and bargain their way out of it and try to do the best they can because it's, you know, the cards are stacked against them, so much. But, you know, like I said, the only way you're going to change that is to go public and try to convince the public, to convince the board members that this, in their mind, is a serious issue and it's a priority that needs to be funded without any question at all. You know, they always do, you know, we need to do, 10% across the board budget cuts. You know, they always do that every year, too. Every department needs to cut it. Well, the sheriff's office shouldn't need to cut it. You know, that should be a priority. And, you know, the sheriff's personnel are being furloughed like all other county employees. And I feel sorry for the other county employees, certainly. But we need the public safety people on the street. And the reality of it is when you furlough people, then you incur overtime. So, it really doesn't do that much good. It kind of penalizes the deputies when you furlough them and penalizes the workers. So it's all of these manipulative games that are being played. I find very frustrating. And that, you know, these are the reasons I want to get in there because I'm not a game player and they don't like me because of that, of course, but I just want to do what's reasonable. I'm not left or right. I'm not ideological. I'm logical. I want to look at all the facts and make the best decision. You know, it's the classic mistake that we tell brand new detectives when you come in, don't assume. What you don't want to do is figure that you know what happened here at the crime scene without examining it carefully and scientifically, because you'll conform all of the facts to meet your conclusion. And it's the same thing in research, that you do that. And that unfortunately oftentimes is what's being done.
Well, let's go to Gary, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Hi, Gary. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. I noticed that the endorsements for the opposition, the people that chose to try to eliminate the people's choice of sheriffs by doing their truncated amount of time to file, includes members from the Common Cause or California Forward. They've got members that are endorsing his opponent from the Panetta family. They've got Bruce McPherson and Fred Keeley. All these people are from California Forward, which is an extension of Rockefeller's Common Cause, which exists in 35 states. And is funded by huge foundations in the state of California, such as Irvine and Haas and the Commonwealth Club.
Okay, now who are these people supporting?
Well, those people are supporting Jim Hart.
All right, he is the establishment's certainly choice, and basically Roger is certainly running as an independent. We have an establishment in Santa Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. I've known them for many years. Some of them I've really liked. Fred McPherson, who ran the radio station and the newspaper for many years, was a personal friend and a great, but we're talking about 50 years ago. Things have changed a great deal since that time, and the establishment has their agenda, and they're going to look after themselves, and believe me, they're going to finance themselves. I think it's time we had somebody who's answerable to the people, not to this small group. Anything else you want to say, Gary, before I let you go?
Yeah, just that the three newspapers in the Monterey Bay area were bought by the Bill Gates Foundation, and they are in lockstep with this political machine that governs the Tri-County area. But good luck to the sheriff. We do need somebody independent, and I think people across the political spectrum will respect somebody that respects the Constitution.
And I think basically what we need to do is to be sure that the information gets out, and I don't think we're going to get a fair coverage in our local newspaper. This is my personal opinion, having certainly run for office several times and had the local newspaper specifically lie and take things out of context, and there's no way to get to the troubles public. So at least as long as we have a voice, we'll certainly utilize it, and we do have a voice on all three major radio stations in this community. Gary, thank you so very much for calling. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
That's it. Keep up the good work.
Okay, God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And what we need, I think, is somebody who's going to approach this from a logical point of view, and certainly rather than going along with the establishment, try to do what's really going to maintain law and order, because that's the function, the major function of government, is certainly to maintain a stable community that doesn't favor one group over another, enforces the laws or certainly fairly. Would you agree with that, Roger?
Oh, I absolutely would. And I think we need to enforce the laws in line with community standards. That's one of the big things that we need to, in addition to reaching out to the deputies and finding out what they really need and what they really think the problems are, we need to reach out to the community. You know, the only time that I know of that it was ever done is, I did a survey in Mesa Village years ago in 1998. When I was in charge of South County Service Centers, and just because I believe in surveys, I think that's a very good way to go. We did that in the master's program, and so we surveyed this area, and we found out that the major problem that they had, we thought would be gangs or something of that nature, but it was chickens that were loose. You find out things that. That you didn't know, but also, you bond with the community when you ask them. And there's, Boulder Creek is different from Aptos, and you need to look at the standards of the community and the ways you enforce the law.
And I certainly agree with that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Our guest, Roger Wildy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, our guest, has been Roger Wildey, and he's running for sheriff. And this is a very, very important position. And I don't know what the future holds as far as our nation, as far as our community is concerned. But certainly, if there should be a major crisis, we are in a unique area in North Shore, Monterey Bay area. There's really only three ways into the county, three major ways. One's the road coming in from San Jose. There's a road going north and a road going south. And this area could be isolated if it ever needed to be. Hopefully it would never happen, or certainly it could be include Santa Cruz and Monterey counties. But we are a unique area, certainly isolated from the major metropolitan areas. And certainly it's we hope that we never have to be separated. But if we did, it would certainly be nice to know we had people in key positions who believe in the Constitution and who have the leadership capacity. Because remember, the sheriff is the highest elected official in the county. And I do hope if you're out in the listening audience, you give serious consideration to helping Roger Wildey. We'll be having him on again on our afternoon program. And basically, we'll may very well have the other candidates as well and get their position on gun ownership. I believe people should be able to keep and bear arms as long as they're honest people, and I think that people should have a right to carry a weapon to protect themselves. And when they have a weapon, why you find, and they're all the surveys show, that when the populace is armed, crime goes down. Now, of course, the people, the establishment here, are the McPhersons, not Fred McPherson. Fred's long since gone, but certainly his son goes is on the other side on most issues from where I stand. And so basically, we do hope that many people out there will give serious consideration to getting involved in local politics. We need to have good people on the Board of Supervisors. We need to have people in elected offices. And you need to know who's running, but I think the most important office in our community is the sheriff. And Sydney, you can right now get in touch with Roger Wildey on his Facebook, but hopefully he'll have a website soon, and he will actually have a telephone number, and you'll be able to donate and to help him if you so desire. And we will try, we will at least offer time to the other candidates. Now, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us maintain our network of stations across America, and of course this station, and this program is heard certainly on, what, 5, 11, about 12 stations. And, well, it's an expensive proposition to maintain our network. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, certainly give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Certainly, you can go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can read our newsletters. You can read our section on population control. Or on the Georgia Guidestones, we have a new section we put up. It's called Items Around the Web. items around the web. It's right or around the internet, perhaps. It's right at the very top of the page, right under the banner. You'll see it there, and you simply click on it. And all the things we posted, three or four things there today, that we think are important for you to read, and we hope that you'll go and you'll get other people to go to our website and pull down our information, because there'll be new material there almost on a daily basis. And simply the items that I think it's important for you to read. And then, of course, if you are in a position financially to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, so you can subscribe to our newsletter, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can get our books, you can get our DVDs, our CDs, you can get the various products that we carry, whether it be our gasoline preservative or our Miracle 2 soap products or our Berkey water products, and you should have all of these items. You're going to may very well need them at some time in the future. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices
gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 24 March, 2014. It is Monday. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world, being in your seat for lessons today, for lessons of the truth. Hopefully you're going to be interested in what we have to say regarding underground tunnels and bases. Marshall Masters will join